Since it was established in 1976, the strategically placed Gull Island Shoal Refuge has brought back the fishing population from almost nothing to millions of fish today. UW-Stevens Point Fisheries Professor Michael Hansen says he doesn't think this would have been possible without it.
We haven't finished the analysis, but it sure looks like the refuge provided a high degree of protection.
Hansen says depending on the samples, the lake trout population could grow even larger.
We usually don't see them in our nets until they're about age four or so. When they're much younger, they're hiding offshore and they're pretty difficult to sample. So we're talking about numbers in the millions.
Hansen says this refuge was originally created for lake trout, but coincidentally is helping out more than just that group of fish.
Other species in Lake Superior also benefit from a refuge for lake trout because fishing is prohibited in the refuge. So in Oregon, other fish species like cisco, lake whitefish, they all benefit from the refuge in the same way that lake trout benefit.
Hansen says the population has reached the point where the refuge is one of the main ways fish are regulated in Lake Superior, and not just a safe place for the fish.
Now, if they blunder out of the refuge, then they would be subject to fishing. If they stay in the refuge, they're safe. If they go out, they're not.
Hansen is also working with a graduate student on a project that could model what effects the refuge could have on the fish population in the future. Jessica Hamilton, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.